It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. It's time for another legislative update, and joining me over the phone, as she does a couple times a week during the session, I've got Representative Christine Watkins. Now, we'll talk really briefly about the fact that the teachers are going to be getting a pay raise. House Bill 215 passed through the Senate, and it's on the way to the governor's desk to be assigned. And then we've got a couple of other bills that deal with students and issues like that. We'll talk about those, and then we'll wrap up talking about a bill for farmers and ranchers. So, Representative Watkins, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Well, thank you. I'm happy to be here.
So, just really briefly, the teachers are going to have more money coming their way, yes?
Yes, they will. They'll have more money in their paychecks just because we're giving them a big raise. But they'll also, for some districts, depending on how they do their benefit packages, sometimes teachers have to pay for that out of their salary, their checks. And so we've also included a nice little chunk of change to help pay for that. So maybe that'll put more money in their monthly check also.
Very, very good. So that helps out the teachers, and I'm all for that. Let's dive right in here. You wanted to talk about Senate Bill 100. This one requires schools to allow parents to access students' education records or other information regarding a student's gender identity that does not conform with the student's sex. So let's talk about this, because these kinds of, you know, bills that are coming up are a really big hot topic right now, aren't they?
They are. In fact, we're doing something different today. We normally have caucus lunch on Tuesdays and Thursdays. We are going to have caucus lunch, but it's going to be at 11 o'clock, which is our normal floor time, and we're going to be discussing this bill and Senate Bill 16 and see where we're at. They have no idea where all of us are on these bills, and they're going to be coming up to be voted on. And so we'll have caucus, probably go till at least noon or after. Then we'll go on to the floor and do voting, and then we'll have our afternoon committee meetings.
All right, so let's dive into this bill. Basically, what it's saying is it's giving parents the right to other information in their students' file in the school that's on computer besides grades and those kinds of things?
Well, it's basically aimed at a student who comes into the school and says, you know, I know my name is Bobby or Sally. I want you to change it on my record as the opposite. And I want to be called that. Now, I don't want you to tell my parents that's just going to be here at school. Well, these kids are minors. And what this bill is basically saying is parents need to be notified. Parents can look at their records. And we should be able to. We've been able to do that all along. If I go in and want to request information on my student, I can and should be able to do that. So this is saying you will, not shall or maybe, or if it's a good day, you will.
And so, as I said, these kind of topics are becoming a big deal here, and it kind of also segues into, you know, with looking out for minors and things like that, it kind of segues into Senate Bill 16 that you wanted to spend some time talking about as well. So let's get into that one now.
Okay, and this is from Senator Dr. Michael Kennedy, and he was a representative a few years ago, ran against a high seat and didn't win, and then his Senate seat came up, and he was appointed for that and then has won. And this one's kind of interesting because it requires the Department of Health and Human Services to conduct a systematic review of medical evidence regarding hormonal transgender treatments and provide recommendations to us as the legislature. And it also requires the Division of Professional Licensing to create a certification for providing hormonal transgender treatments. So we're not just going to have any old doctor out there that really doesn't know anything about it, that they have to get a license. And it also requires a health care provider to meet certain requirements before providing hormonal transgender treatment. And it is going along with that. It's not going to let a health care provider provide a hormonal transgender treatment to new patients who are not officially diagnosed with gender dysphoria before a certain date. And it also does the same thing with surgery. And so it's going to put in there some repeal dates. And so we want to have some studies. That's what he wants. So I'm going to say not we. He wants some studies done so that we have, as a legislature, more information on all of this. You know, this isn't something that's been so wildly sought after. I mean, we just have so many kids deciding that this is what they are and what they want to be. And so we want some information so that we do the right things by these kids. So it's going to be interesting. It did pass the Senate. We have not discussed this in the House. So I really don't know where we're going to land on this.
And that kind of, you know, so we'll call 100, Senate Bill 100 in the House kind of up in the air right now. How do you feel about Senate Bill 16 as far as getting passed in both the House and the Senate?
I'm not sure. It passed committee. So when it comes to coming on the floor, it probably stands a good chance. And this is a little bit different than the one bill that we talked about that didn't make it out of committee, that just bans it, period. This is like, whoa, let's stop a little bit here and take a look at this stuff and get some information from the Department of Health and Human Services and see what we really want to allow and not allow. I spoke with a constituent just a day or two ago, and this person has a child that's going through this, and she explained to me everything that they have done and that they have yet to do for this child before they can even start puberty blockers, et cetera. So that's what this bill does, is it puts all that on hold if they haven't started yet, so that we can, like I said, have some more information. And this is dealing with minors, anybody under 18. If you're over 18, we're not there. We're not in your life.
All right. Very good. And let's wrap up the last couple of minutes that we got here with something that's kind of near and dear to our area, farmers and ranchers. What's going on for them?
Well, House Bill 114 has passed out of committee. I think it's coming up on the floor. And this bill deals with people that want to trespass on a farm or a ranch and hunt around and find animals and say, oh, this animal doesn't look well. I think I'm going to take it with me so that I can get it healthy again. So they don't come in and ask anybody. They just walk in on private property. They take animals that belong to farmers and ranchers and claim that they're going to make them well. Now, this is based on some people who did this down at the Smithfield hog farms down there outside of Fillmore, somewhere in that area. We've actually been to it, but they pretended to be people that they really weren't. They pretended to be inspectors, went in, saw some little piglets, and decided that they wanted to take them and save them. So they did get arrested. They did go through court. The judge let them off, but this bill is in a sense saying, you can't do this. You will be held liable if you go in and someone's private farm and ranch. This isn't for kitties and the little puppies. This is for calves and horses and sheep, maybe a chicken or two, I don't know, and the hogs, that they cannot go in and decide an animal look ill and take it off that property without having consequences.
And this is kind of, you hear about it quite often happening, don't you, as far as not just there, just about like every, say, commercial farming or ranching enterprise. This has happened to quite a few of them.
Yes, and so we have already prohibited people taking videos. They can't come in on the property and take videos. They can't do that. We've already done that. Now we're going to say, you just can't come in and walk off with property. That property is worth money. It's valuable to the farmer or rancher, and it's none of your business. And a lot of these people who are doing it don't live on farms and ranches. They don't have a clue as to really what goes on there. So it is trespassing. It is stealing. So we're putting this in law. Don't do it.
All right. Once again, Representative Christine Watkins, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. We'll get with you again next week, and we'll start it all over again, won't we?
Yes, we will. I'll have a lot more to talk about.
All right. Once again, thank you for your time. We're going to let you get back to it.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.